So just another day at the office, Robert?
It was fun, to go out there and play the way we did, with the mistakes that we had, just not sharp all the way around, but we made the big plays, and I think all the guys are really satisfied with the outcome.
Rob, how much did the defense help you out today, finally force some takeaways after not doing that the last couple games?
It was great. Whenever your defense plays like that, it makes you feel like as an offense you don't have to press to try to score every time. You can kind of go out there and just, feel the rhythm of the game. And defense played great the whole game, had some turnovers and got us the ball in great situations, and we capitalized.
Robert, can you talk a little bit about getting Pierre back in the lineup, how that feels?
No, it feels good. To have guys like him out there in the huddle with you gives you that extra sense of confidence. I think he brings a lot of attitude to our receiving core, so he's a good leader. Good to have him back out there, and I think the receivers appreciated him, stepping up and playing.
Robert, your two long touchdowns were real different. One, Aldrick was probably as wide open as any river is. The second one, really, Santander's made a great play at the goal line. You talk about what you saw in those two plays.
Well, I was wide open on his. It was just a matter of, was the ball actually going to come down, because I threw it pretty high. But, the scheme worked. And whenever the coaches draw up a great play for us and it works out exactly how they think it is, we have to capitalize. And in the past couple of weeks, before the bye, we hadn't. And today we did. And then with Tannis, Tannis might not be the biggest guy, and a lot of people poke at that, but he played big in that moment right there. And I know everyone says, you go Moss somebody because of Randy Moss. Well, Santana Moss did it too.
You all had started kind of a little shaky in that third quarter. What got things back on track for you that made things start clicking again?
No, I think guys just had to zero in and not hurt ourselves. A lot of times when we've been stopped throughout the whole season, it's because of penalties, whether it's a false start or a holding. We just got to make sure we don't have those kind of mishaps. And even when we do, you have to be able to clear it and move on to the next play. So I think guys did a better job of clearing it today because we did have a lot of little mistakes, little things that were a little bit off. But guys did a great job clearing that and then making the big plays down the field.
Robert, just the one incompletion, four touchdowns, turnover free. And were you in more control today? Did you feel like of the offense, is this as good as you felt just from an efficiency standpoint?
Yeah, I think so. And, I didn't second guess what my instincts were telling me as far as just being out there, when to throw, when not to throw, when to run, when not to run, when to get down, when to get out of bounds. And, that's just you thank God to be able to have those moments and feel things out the right way, and it all works out for you.
Hey, Robert, on the touchdown to Santana, there was a penalty on the play. Did you know right away that it was on them, and did Cullen Jenkins know who it was on?
That was a pretty funny moment, actually, on the field. But I didn't know there was a penalty until after I celebrated, and then Cullen didn't know there was a penalty, or he knew there was a penalty, so he mocked my celebration. And we had a nice discussion about that on the field. It really was nice, honestly. It wasn't no trash talking. He just said he felt like an idiot after that. And, it's good to see guys out there having fun. But we all know that, their back was against the wall, our back was against the wall, and we're out there fighting for the same thing. We just were grateful enough to come out on top.
Different note, 10 games into your career now, turnovers are just about the biggest thing for a quarterback in the league. What did you think your turnover problems might be, either fumbling, interceptions, and how have you avoided them so well?
You just try to make sure you play without fear. The Baylor Bears won yesterday, just in case you guys were wondering. And, Coach Browse, when he brought me in, he always told me, as a freshman, there's a difference between playing fearless and being stupid. And you just have to be able to tiptoe that line. So if it would have been an interception, the pass to Tanner would have been stupid. But because it was a touchdown, it was fearless. And, those little things, you have to be able to know how to do that. God bless me with the ability to be able to move around a lot more than other quarterbacks. So, you try to use that when you can if a guy's not open so you don't force things. But when guys are open, you get them the rock and let them make plays.
Robert, towards the end, did you feel there was any resignation or quit in the Eagles? And how much were you juiced up by being named the captain of this team?
I didn't feel like there was any quit in him at all. We knew early and often we were going to get their best shot. You know, I talked to the guys about it before the game, the day before the game, just to get their mind right for a fight. And, you know, despite the score, it was still a fight out there. We just were able to make the big plays when it counted. And as a team, this was big for us. We all knew it. You know, it's not time to panic, but it is time to bunker down and make sure you put your best foot forward every time you step on the field. And, you know, the way we played physically, offense, defense, I thought it was extremely impressive.
Robert, you had the one. Just with the defensive scheme, the outside runs, I know you had the one for 22, 24 yards. What did you see with the line, with the scheme there, and taking away the outside run?
I mean, they did a good job. To me, it seemed like they're extremely good against the run, and that's why we did have to throw the ball a little bit more. But, you know, Alfred still squeaked out those tough yards, and I was able to get outside and make some things happen. But, you know, they're extremely good run defense. The way they play their ends, you know, D'Amico Ryan's on the inside and Michael Kendricks are extremely fast, gifted linebackers. So they shut that down for a little bit, and then we were able to exploit what they were doing on the outside.
Robert, just to follow up, how much it meant to you this week to be named a captain, and especially in today's performance?
I mean, it meant a lot. You don't take anything lightly. Whenever a group of men, you know, I'm a 22-year-old kid to most of them, so for them to vote me as their captain, you know, shows that, you know, they truly believe in me as their leader. So, you know, I told them thank you, because it's not something to take lightly. To have that C on your chest, it means something. So, you know, I take it, you know, and I'm extremely proud to be their captain. So, you know, just thankful to them that they believe in me.
Robert, you were talking about keeping the team's mind right. You know, tough loss last week versus the Panthers. Coach's evaluation comments, that whole thing. How did this team turn things around during the bye?
You know, for me, it was about getting away, get away from the familiar, and just be able to zero in and refocus on everything. Coach talks to all of us. Their individual coaches talk to them about things they can get better at. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly what he told them, but it definitely worked in their mindset that they came to the game with today. I know my mindset wasn't completely changed, but I was more energized to come back you know, go however many games in a row we need to win to make it to the playoffs or do anything like that. But, you know, right now I think it was the most physical I've seen our team play as a whole, offense and defense. It was very impressive, you know, to have Merriweather back out there at safety. It seems like it brought a little tenacity back to those guys, and everybody stepped up. Now we got to go do it on Thursday against the Cowboys.
Rob, on the touchdown to Aldrick, were you able to move the free safety with your eyes there? Because he came down to Niles then, and Aldrick was over the top.
Yeah, Niles is wide open, and, you know, when you're playing football out there, guys have certain responsibilities, and the safety's responsibility, I have no idea, but it was probably to be deep. But when there's open guys and you can, you know, steer a receiver down, they're going to try to cover that open guy. And Aldrick's extremely fast, and, you know, if you make a misstep, he can get by you, and that's what he was able to do.
Thanks, Robert.